And a late development in the story we've been following here, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has released his emails related to the toxic water crisis in Flint a day after he apologized and vowed to fix it. Snyder faces calls to resign as the people of Flint suffer with the uncertainty of when clean water will flow from their taps again. NBC's Kevin Tibbles has more.
Late today, the Michigan governor, after angry protests over his handling of the Flint water crisis, released more than 200 pages of emails in an attempt to show what he knew and when he knew it.
You deserve better. You deserve accountability. You deserve to know that the buck stops here with me.
The governor's top aide wrote to him last September, several months after tests first revealed lead, saying the responsibility for the water crisis lies with the city and the county, but said the state should speak up to avoid the narrative that the state is ducking responsibility. The governor said he acted when he knew and was legally permitted to do so. Tonight, the State House approved Snyder's request for $28 million to help pay for emergency water supplies and lead testing in the schools.
Put that one in there.
Too little, too late, says mother of three, Arianna Hawk.
Sorry, he's not going to bring, you know, us fresh water every day.
She says it's like living in the third world with no clean water.
Brush my teeth, wash my face. I got to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I got to make Kool-Aid probably like twice a day.
She says doctors told her 2-year-old Sincere has developed a rash from washing with tap water.
Are you worried about their future?
Yeah. I don't want my kids to have mental problems or anger problems or none of that.
But when the water might be safe again remains an unknown. Even Flint's mayor today couldn't offer much hope to weary residents.
We don't know when we're going to have clean water again, and that's why this is such a tragedy.
Donated water is now arriving from across the country. Today, the singer Cher partnered with a water company to donate 35,000 bottles.
I know it's cold.
Arianna Hawk, who's now bathing her baby Aliana in bottled water, says it's her children who deserve the real apology.
What these emails also show is that Governor Snyder took a much more proactive role in this after September 30th of last year, even at one point asking his staff to check on the health status of 2 young children who were found with elevated levels of lead in their blood. Lester?
All right, Kevin, thank you.